Is this cheese for free? Copy is ingratiating, I'm sure. May I procure as well one of them handy plastic cuppies of wine? Don't get me wrong. In my native habitat on the left coast, I imbibe strictly on the psychoactive slope. But here in New York, I'm surmising it behooves a person to make like the inmates, if you snag my tangent. Never mind. This place is just fiending me out.
Hey, kid, do you understand the art?
Is this art?
Hey, yeah, what do you think, man? You're in a gallery. What is it?
It looks like a big bucket of blood to me, with some blue jeans floating on top.
Yeah, man, that's it, that's the installation. What do you think it's about? What's the statement, huh?
Bloodshed, bloodlust, bleeding, Levi's, two things. Period blood and killing blood.
Yeah, like that, you smart bad kid, huh? I don't like this shit neither. I come to take a break from the shop, yeah. Me and Sasha, my girlfriend, you know, Sasha at Murat?
Nah.
Oh, come on, man. Everybody know. We're the most fabulous trend store in Soho. Everybody know our hats are fabulous. We are so together, fabulous, genius. We make incredible hats. Last week, Naomi Campbell buy 3. Jopeshi's daughter, she comes in all the time. You know, Jopeshi, you got a daughter. She comes in all the time. She's our best friend. Fabulous. We say, hey, Jopeshi's daughter, how you doing? Come on. You know, our hats, don't be a smarty pants kid. Our hat changed 4 different colors to match the 4 different moods. One for the mood, oh, I'm tired of the rap. Sell. I'm going out of my mind, but I love it. Ever since last July, all the time since last July. Sasha, she never stops. She's crazy. She invented the hat. She programmed the hat to change 4 different colors, you know? I love her. She's fabulous. Dynamite. Hot babe, you know? Fabulous chick. But I want to strangle her sometimes. Sometimes we box. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a wife abuse. Number one, she's not my wife. Number two, she got a better punch than me. I told the baby I could never wear that chain and balls. You know? She said, who the fuck care? Anyway, life is too trendy. Sweet. That's why I love her. Ooh, and the hats. I love the hats. They are genius. They change colors. We live the hat. We breathe the hat. We eat the hat. We fuck the hat. No, I'm only joking. But hey, come on. You must know us. Everybody knows us in the whole neighborhood. They love us. We are fabulous. Most trend store in Soho. We go uptown, downtown, all around the town. People love us so much, they kiss our ass. They kiss our ass. I love America. We're not even American. We're the ultimate American. I love America. They kiss our ass. The first they put on lipstick. They put on dark red, slutty lipstick. And then they put a big kiss on our butt. See, I can't get away. I can't get a break. It follow me everywhere. Come on, man. Come next door. You want to buy a hat? I give you a 10% discount. I tell you, you're going to love it. These hats are so creative. So now. So fabulous. So everything. They art. This is not art. The hats are art. They're going to be everywhere. They're going to cover the global economy. We're going to put them on the internet. Ha! Look at that! The old lady! She got on a hat. Hey, lady, I remember you. How do you like the hat? Incredible. Fabulous. Yes?
It does me just fine, dear.
Who are you? I'm the owner of Smoothat, Stefan, Sasha's man.
And who are you? The unfortunate progeny of the Mad Hatters?
Nah, I'm just spectating in this gallery. I'm Skeeter. And I'm Violet Smith. Gate crashing the odd opening, are we? Very good, it's swell. Time-honored tradition. I've been doing it since 1929.
Excuse me. Ma'am, no dogs allowed. Rachel Hartstein Galleries is not a pet store.
This isn't a dog. This is Balzac. Oh, vicious prat. All right. I'll skedaddle. Pleased to have met you, Skidoo.
Skeeter. Likewise.
Ha! Huh. Crazy old broad, yeah? Hey guy, I tell you what. Why don't you come next door? I like you so much, I'll give you a hat. On the house, gratis. What do you say? Come on.
Fabulous?
Fabulous.
I guess.
She's got a tube down her throat. Charlie, I'm trying to tell you, her face is swollen. She's being tortured. They're torturing her to death. How did this happen? How did we let it happen? We shouldn't have let... What? I can't hear you. I'm in the hospital cafeteria, and the workers are having some kind of a demonstration. They're going to go on strike. On top of all of this, the hospital workers are going to be on strike. What? No, I'm in the cafeteria.
Excuse me. Do you know where they keep the crazy people locked up?
No, I don't work in the hospital.
Oh, well, excuse me for living. I just wondered if you knew is all.
The psychiatric ward, if that's what you're looking for, I believe it's on the fifth floor in the Silver Wing.
Okay, thank you. Come on, Rosie, Pammy, let's go visit Nuts.
What? I don't know. Some person thought that I worked here in the hospital and they were distracting. I came down here to get a tea. The nurses, they threw me out of ICU. I was having a fit. Charlie, you have to come here. When can you get out of work? Oh, come on, Charlie, we have to. We have to do something. No. What? You're right. There's nothing we can do. We're helpless. No, Charlie, you're wrong. We have to do something. These doctors are all on speed. They have zero attention span. They're killing her. Charlie, I can't wait for you to get off work. Come early. Get off early. Charlie, you're God. You're God. I worship you. You're God. All right. Meet me on those powder blue sofas. By the Coke machines. Okay, I will see you there. Charlie, please hurry, because I'm about to start smoking again. I know. She's dying of cancer, but I'm about to start smoking again. Okay, I'll see you there. Okay, bye. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry I took so long. Oh, that's all right. I understand. It's very hard.
Operator?
Yes.
I've lost my calling card, so I'd like to make a phone call to Chantilly, Virginia, and charge it to my home phone in Middleburg, Virginia. Mrs. Paul Folsom. No. Don't say that to him on the line. Just say Polly. Call me Polly. Yes. My home phone is 703-498-5676. That's right. Middleburg, Virginia, Fairfax County. And his is, will the Chantilly number appear on my home bill? Oh, really? Oh, well, that's fine, I guess. Who cares, right? It's only a little old number. Nothing? Yes. The Chantilly number is 703, same area code, 623-3004. That's Loudoun County, Virginia. You know the area? It's very, very lovely. Spring's coming. Oh, you're connecting. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. I always use AT&T. I never said... Hello, Reuben?
It's me, Polly. I'm still in New York in the hospital with Paul. I mean, my husband. I mean, yes, I am upset. Oh, darling, I can't cry. I'm in a hospital cafeteria in New York City, and all the workers are having a powwow. Color people, persons of color, black, like you. I'm sorry. It's just that now whenever I look at one of your people, I see you. Please don't be angry with me. Wah, wah, blackberry pie. Well, I suppose you can't help but be angry. Will you say something? It's killing me to hear you so silent. Reuben, why did I call? Well, to tell you something. Oh, please, stay on the line. Don't leave me. I have to tell you. Yes, I am leaving you. I don't want to, but Paul is my husband of 35 years and his heart attack. I tried to tell him. I tried, but he told me he would leave his mistress, Jeanette, that's her dang name, and I couldn't. Oh, it's not because you're black. No, it's because love doesn't work. My mama told me love doesn't work. I'm 12 years older than you. We're just fools. Where would we go? Oh, all right, I admit it, you're right. It's the same old thing it always was. It didn't work when I was a child in Georgia, and it still doesn't work now. No. I never told anyone this, but my first friend in the whole world was a little color boy, and we used to run down the side of the roads together holding hands until someone told us, don't you ever do that again. Guess who that was? His mama. You know as well as I do that it's your people as much as mine. It's not supposed to happen. That's why it was so sweet. Oh, Reuben, forgive me. Reuben, let's just hang up and never speak to each other again, all right? Huh? You're right. I think it's best to just leave it this way. Do it quick. Keep the memory. Mm-hmm. What are you doing right now? What are you wearing? Me? I'm wearing a pink sheer dress. Yes, chiffon and stockings, of course. Blue, sheer. No, it's too cold for my legs, though, here in New York City. It's cold. I'm cold. All right. 1, 2, 3. Goodbye, Blackberry. But wait, Reuben. Maybe when I get back home, we should meet one last time. No, you're right. It's a bad idea. Goodbye, then. Yeah, the hotel in Arcola next Wednesday at our time. I think I can do that. Paul's checking out the hospital Saturday, and I'll drive us down. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to mention him again. Did you change your mind? Okay. I'll see you there. I think it is a good idea. Only to say goodbye the nice way. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Goodbye. Wait, Reuben. Oh, he hung up.
It's about time, lady. Are you aware that there are people in this hospital with dying relatives?
Damn, that's the truth. People have dying relatives.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Chris, it's right back yet from Essex. Chris! It's right back yet?
No.
She better come back soon, though, because she has our comic books. When did you see her?
We don't know, Spaz, man. What are you doing?
I'm pissed.
You're pissed? Why?
Fucking Daniel made me walk all the way to fucking 10th Street in the fucking rain. And then he fucking tells me, you should come up because I think my fucking roommate might be home. Why didn't he have the guts to tell me that before I walked all the way in the rain to fucking 10th and C to get high in his apartment? And then he goes, my roommate might be there. Why didn't he say so before? Fucking Daniel!
Spaz, this is Squizzo.
Skeeter.
Hey, Spaz!
Rave on, sister.
What?
Mucho ravish to make your acquaintance.
Ooh, surf some waves, dudes. Gnarly. Who's this?
He's from Oregon, Spaz.
Oh, yeah? My girlfriend Jimena was from Oregon. She didn't talk like, ooh, gnarly, man. Surf some waves.
Tune your ears, Spaz. Did I employ the term gnarly or surf some waves? Unless my tongue-brain coordination is grievously lapsed, I venture to state it was yourself that made use of those flaccid terminologies. Perchance you've only skimmed left coast jargon through the televised scope?
What? He talks fucked!
Here comes Mr. Spam.
Hello, got us nights?
Hey, Mr. Spam, this is Skeez.
Skeeter.
I must command part of your liquid beverage, Jasper.
Squeeze, can Mr. Spam have some Miller Lite?
Most avowedly.
I recently received a message from the outer intelligence.
Oh yeah, Mr. Spam? You fucking head blast!
You're of lunatic persuasion?
Huh, fringe. I'm of the fringe jacket, but not quite twinged. They have to measure me. They're waiting for the bright coats to come through. Have to be 100% slotted. Holy cow. No meat eaters. I'll India yoga meditated, and then I will wear it into the space taxi and be transported to the space torture chamber. All white, but you have to watch the meter. They require a large sum.
Oh, yeah. Fuck off, man. You're crazy.
I have one thought for the day. The outer intelligence told me to tell the trash children.
Yeah? What is it?
Give Squizzle back his Miller Lite, you fuck brain. You're backwashing. You're putting in more than you take out.
This garbage mouth, or in the Spanish vernacular, munchandero de basura. Hey, what's it, man? Don't talk that shit in Spanish, man. Watch yourself.
Yo, Karate, what's up?
Hey, Jasper, como esta?
All right.
All right. As they say in the Planet Argo, Schliemann, Nurk, Jiftivil, semicolon, 9-geo, the word is Newt Gingrich and Phil Donahue are one and the same. He has cloned himself after Marlo Thomas, that girl, oversensitized his manhood off, took it off, and the only way to retrieve his penis was to coin the arch-conservative lingo and awake a full computer evasion. So you see, the feminazis strike back, part two. Newt and Phil are one. Twin brains!
Fuck you! Fuck you! Mr. Spam, you got a Marlboro?
Old gold! Smoke this! Send smoke signals to your dead brain! Child of filth! Child of slime! Of tar!
Fuck off!
Child of the neglectful mothers! The dirt suckers!
Go the fuck away, Mr. Spam! I'm having a bad fucking day! Go away!
Remember, Newt and Phil are one!
He's got a hair of veracity there regarding the fiendish resemblance twixt Newt Gingrich and Phil Donahue. Spaz is right, you talk fucked. Voluminous command of the vocabulary here on Avenue A. Go back to Oregon!
Where are you from?
Connecticut!
Why don't you go back there, fair dude?
You trying to start something? You want me to break in my new boots on you, surf?
Not over much, Jasper. But at the risk of waxing redundant, let me state that I am not, oh, the surf posse, but on the rave side of the tribe. And secondly, let me state that when people kick me, I typically respond in a reflex-like fashion.
Fuck it then!
I return the sentiment.
I can't go back to Connecticut. My stepdad kicked me out. He's a fucking cop!
Ah. Well, my old man's in the penitentiary on a marijuana smuggle, if it's any consolidarity. My Ma Linda forwarded me his letter. See?
Is that why you're drinking quarts of Miller?
Yep.
Why?
Because I read it and he apologized for not being a good dad and all like that.
Ah, shit.
Oh, shit. Fuck that. So what are you gonna do?
Burn it.
Here, give it to me. I'll help you. Oh, it's hard to burn in the rain. Hold it.
Oh, just put it out now. Dear Ezekiel, I regret I was not a good father to you, and I hope I can make it up one day in the future.
No future!
Correcto, Jasper!
You're all right, Squizzo! You're a punk!
Skeeter. Nah, I did that punk shit when I was 12. Now I rave, brother. In point of fact, I came down here so I could find my girlfriends on the RaveNet. You know anyone? My Antoinette told me to look for it down here. On the left coast, we go online in the Java rooms.
Not here. That's Spinner.
Who?
The guy over there spinning the fucking glowworms. He used to live a collective unconscious till it burned down. Those people there, they know all that computer shit. What are you going to say to your girlfriends?
RaveNet Bulletin. Dear Clove and Sable, I love you both lavishly. It is raining here on Avenue A in New York City. I just burned the only letter my dad ever sent me. I'm devoted to the both of you ravishing babe dudes for the rest of my short life. I'm coming to Santa Cruz to elope with you in triplicate. I'm drunk. Save me. Vouchsafedly yours, Skeeter.
You're as fucked as Mr. Spam!
Fuck. All-purpose word on Avenue A.
Avenue A!
Fuck!
You said it. I didn't.
No more praying! No more praying! No more hoping! No more hoping! No more praying! No more positive thinking! No more healing! No more loving anyone, anywhere, anyplace, as long as I live! Paul, you bastard! You came to me in pain! You said, Jeannie, Jeannie, heal me! I'm in pain! Jeannie, help me! I told you, Paul! I said, I'm not a call girl anymore! It's been 3 years of struggling and healing and doing good work and healing! I'm not a call girl! We can't have that kind of relationship! And you said, Jeannie, I don't want to have that kind of relationship! I want to know you! I want to love you! I do love you, Jeanette! I love you more than I've loved anyone! More than I love my wife! Polly, more than I even love my daughter. I love you, Jeanette, and I believed you. I thought, maybe I've just been hardened by fate. Maybe all this healing work I've been doing for other people has healed me. Maybe all this chanting and studying has made me evolve out of the cycle of pain. I've soaked my 3,000-year-old cave-grown crystals in butterfly tears. I've left bowls of honey and cream and curd to the triple goddesses of the waxing, the waning, and the full moons. I've scrubbed souls. I've scoured chakras. I've cleaned karmas. Maybe I'm healed. Maybe I'm out of the cycle of pain. No! I'm gonna melt these mildly cave chrome crystals down in the microwave. I'm gonna burn my books on the sacred healing touch. I'm gonna desecrate my altar to the triple goddess. There is no triple goddess. There is no double goddess. There is no goddess. There is only single me. Fuck the goddess in all her aspects. No more healing, no more praying, no more positive thinking. I'm 39 years old and I can't even hold on to a 62-year-old man with a bad heart and a paunch. Why not? Paul, your heart had an attack, so you're going back to your wife, Polly, and leaving me alone with nothing but the doofy son of my loony sister who stares at me all the time like a drowning puppy. Heal me, Aunt Jeanette. Heal me. No more healing. No more praying. I renounce prayer. I renounce hope. There is no goddess. There is no God. There is no hope. There is only me. Oh, Skeeter, is that you? Oh, Ezekiel, did you lose your keys again?
Hello? Hello, dear. I'm your neighbor from around the corner. I bribed that corrupt doorman to let me into all the buildings here. I'm passing a petition against the death penalty. To Governor Pistachio. Pataki. I live in the building on Park Avenue. Do you know the tan building with the hideous gargoyles? The Delphi Apartments, do you know it? Are you in favor of government executions, dear?
No.
Am I disturbing you?
Oh, just a personal crisis. Here, let me sign.
Is it your husband, dear, or someone else's?
Someone else's. Are you a psychic?
No, I'm an old woman. Listen, dear, I can tell you this much. In my life, I've been left...
Balzac, don't bark.
Oh, this is my dog, Balzac. He's so happy we're on an adventure. I've been driving him mad, telling the same dull stories again and again. Don't worry, this won't be a long one, Balzy. I've been with many men, and all of them have left me. Either of their own damn volition, or by dying. And after each one is gone, the friends come and they say, oh, it isn't as bad as you imagine it is. You'll meet another one before you know it. And they're wrong.
It's always far worse than you imagine it is, and it takes years before you meet a new one. The only thing for it, dear, is to have a good stiff drink. Have you got any liquor?
I think I have a bottle of brandy somewhere.
Good. Pour yourself a large glass of that, and then sit there and drink and curse the day you were born about 500 million times until you just get sick of it. And you'll find that life has a way of going on. And on and on and on and on. It's like a tune that you can't get out of your head. It's very annoying after a while.
I don't know why, but you are making me feel better.
Senseless prattle, dear, usually makes a person feel better. Get plenty of it. And drink. Heavily.
Okay. Who are you?
Violet Smith. This is my dog, Balzac.
I'm Jeanette Gladnois. Good luck.
You too, dear.
Bye.
Bye.
Maybe she was the old crone. Maybe there is a goddess, and I've just been looking in the wrong place. Now, where is that bottle of Christian Brothers?
What is a fact, scientific fact, is that people who...
Paul, honey, could you turn down the CNN? Sheila Marie's on the phone. Do you want to speak to her? She ring-a-ding-ding just to see how you're getting along. What's that, darling? Okie-doke.
And
Chi-Chi, Daddy says he'll watch just a few more minutes, then he'll pick up in the den. Well, you know, he's an old boob-tuber once he's home. Hmm? Me, I'm in the breakfast nook. I told Beverly to take the day off. I need to keep busy. I'm just mopping and glowing. Hee-hee. Mop, 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 and glow, glow, glow. Floor's already as clean as a brand-new day. Here, I better just stop that and sit down. Well, we checked him out at the hospital Saturday, and I drove us down in the Lincoln. I sound funny. How? Well, no, Sheila, I'm very happy. Your father's recovering well. He's recovering well. Doctor said it was more stress than anything else. Well, gosh, who wouldn't be stressed? What with a wife and a mistress and two children like you and Derek, who could hardly be more different. Derek being in the Christian Coalition and you running off chaining yourself to trees all the time. Well, he's come back to me, Shishi. At the hospital, he decided no more Jeanette. No more New York City business trips, no more business, period. That's why he had the heart attack at Axnail headquarters. He was trying to tell Bob Flaskett, that old son of a gun, and I guess it was just too much for him, and his poor pump went a teensy bit pooped, and it failed. But now it's all over, all of it over, and now we're back in Virginia. Papa Paul Bear and Mama Polly Bear. Hee-hee. Well, now, Sheila, Baby Bear, I should never have confused you with that nonsense. That is O-V-E-R. Just forget your Mom Polly ever did anything so, you know. Well, you're the only one who did approve. Do you know that Bunny Peters isn't speaking to poor Polly? Well, I know she always told me to leave him, but not for a, you know. Okay, Shishi, I should never have told you, Miss Berkeley Radical. Okay, a black. I said it. You happy? Oh, did you know that Derek's moving to D.C.? He'll be close by. Maybe him and Daddy can kiss and be friends. Well, the Christian Coalition is setting up a permanent office in D.C., so Derek transferred up from Louisiana. Phone is fine. They're moving up their engagement. Well, apparently there was a little problem with premarital. You know. No, it wasn't Fawn. It was Derek. Poor dorky. He's more of a square than silly old me. Me? I'm fine. Why do you keep asking me that? It's over. Paul, I mean, your father, he's being nicer than he's been since before you were born. Breaks my heart. He even ordered me a new ring since I lost old one down the garbage disposal. Oh,
If only I hadn't had that new garbage disposal installed. If only Reuben hadn't been the one to install it. If only your father weren't being so nice after all these years. If only Reuben weren't Negro, black, person of color. I love this big black beauty. There, are you happy? I said it. I love my Reuben, and I wish I could leave your father, who is suddenly being so terribly kind and has always been so God Almighty white. Lord, Paul, what happened to the CNN? You're white as a sheet. Sheila Marie, Mommy and Daddy have a little emergency here. We're going to have to call you right back. Bye-bye, sweetie. Bye, Angel. Have a nice day. Oh. Sable, there you are, my raven sister. Where have you been since midnight?
Carelessly and perilously dancing.
Here?
Yeah, here, there, and everywhere. I was up in the top of this factory with this dude who was all 30-something and all knowledgeable, and he was showing me how they smelted the washing machine lids onto the washing machines and how it was all toxic-producing.
Whoa, did you get slithery?
No, he was all old and 30-something. He was sad, though. I'm sure someone his own age would wax so stressful on him.
Have you been dancing relentless-like?
Yeah, with incessance.
Rad. Oh, I'm spitting toughish onto Don's finger, poked into the derelict manufactory windows, all rusty brown and metallic with toxic age, made fair fresh and brisk-headed by our ravish night of spin, spin, spin.
Silence of your lamish spa, you pixelated dervish wench.
Oh, God. Sable, dude.
Yeah?
I'm waxing all wistful that our long-lost, lust-stoking Slithery boy is not here to breach the break of dawn with our highnesses while the flood is slashing at the factory walls.
Oh, I almost knelled out. The news.
What?
Oh, this dude Fisbee who was all cybernated and me were talking and he's all, your name is Sable? Or is your best friend's name Clove? And I'm all, how do you fathom that? And he's all, oh, you're so cute, I shouldn't even tell you. Would you just hurry up and tell the story? He's all, you're so totally cute, I shouldn't even tell you. But there's this bulletin for you on the RaveNet from a dude identifying as Skeeter in New York City.
Skeeter? Yeah? For you or for me?
Yeah? For both of us. He says he's all excessively devoted to both of us.
Oh, double fucking joy.
Clove, dude, that's what it said. He said he's all drunk and all lonely, and he just burnt some letter from his dad, and he's coming to Santa Cruz to elope with us.
But I'm not going back to Cruz.
Here comes the sun through the rain clouds. It's dawn.
Whoa, we danced till dawn.
Oh. What do you mean you're not coming back to Cruz?
Nah.
But you don't expect me to drive all solitary on those deluviated highways in my parents' wizened Buddha VW and then face your snapping hippie parents and Cruz all alone, do you?
Then come with us, Sid. See that couple over there at the green?
Yeah. What are they wearing?
Brussels sprouts, see? Brussels sprout capes, hats, leggings, and harnesses. Doesn't that elucidate you?
Clove, you're quick.
It doesn't matter. Forget it. Never mind.
What? Elucidate me.
No, forget it. It's too dull. It's too complex. Never mind.
What? Elucidate me.
Well, you promise you won't get all intoler bloated if I mention Kobe the friendly ghost again and...
Ah! Let there be blight!
There is blight, Sable. There is. Don't you see? There's floods. That's another sign. And then the farm worker dudes gave me that Brussels sprout and I buried it under the boardwalk at Santa Cruz Beach. And then that night I had that feed to Brussels sock stream and...
Ah! Stop insubordinating everything. Yeah!
Well, that night after I had the Brussels fox dream, I saw the Brussels sprouts twining north under sand, and I knew I was certified to follow them. And then, what did my mother cook last night before I fugitated hippie family prison but Brussels tempa sprouts casserole?
So, I see no connection. Boing, boing, boing.
But there is a connection, Sable. There is a connection. Don't you see? That's why I'm embarking with Kerwood and Zalia on their houseboat. See it? It's bouncing on the docks. It's called the Lemon Lady. And they have this society called the Vir Soñando. And these to live in your dreams. And they had this dream that Brussels told them to get dressed up like Brussels sprouts and go to a party inside of a washing machine. And there they would meet a young girl and take her away. And I'm a young girl. And this is a rave inside of an abandoned washing machine factory. And I'm embarking with Kerwin and Zay. Ah! Look! Ah! There are Brussels sprouts sprouting up through the floorboards. That's another sign.
Clove, those are video productions.
Oh, God. Sable, aren't you coming with me?
I can't, Clove. My parents, that dude Skeeter, can't you wait? The oceans are ferocious and rambunctious. There's floods.
The oceans are wild and wailing and pleasing, and up the coast I'm embarking with Kerwood and Zalia at the break of this brave dawn. Fare thee well, fairest and fellest of friends. We'll meet again, I'm totally sure.
Goodbye, Clove. Rave on.
Rave on, sister.
Have a nice day. Oh, Clove, why did we ever come to this rave in San Francisco?